Thank you so much for calling Omax Customer Care. My name is Rachel. How may I help you today?
Oh, Rachel, good morning. My name is Carmen Lopez. I'm calling you because I placed an order. It's my second time that it happens, and I send it to Colorado Springs. When I checked the tracking, I contacted the USPS office in Colorado Springs and asked them why they are returning the package. And they said that there was no label on the package, that it only reads Colorado Springs. And they are not able to deliver because it didn't have any label with address. So that's why they send the package back to you. But it's the same time, it's the second time that it happened to me, that my orders are returned. So there should be a problem in the mailing room or something.
Okay, ma'am. So that I can better assist you, I'm sorry, can you please provide your zip code and your first and last name again?
Well, my first name is Carmen. The last name is Lopez. I have an account, so I can give you, let me check here. I have an account with you. Omax, I don't know if you can get it from. Okay, I'm going to give you one of the orders. It's the one that I was just returned. It was order, let me see here. Thank you. I don't have the order here. Oh, SH-45040.
Okay, thank you for that information. For security purposes, please verify your address.
Well, my address in Puerto Rico, it's HC20, box 17632 in Juncos, Puerto Rico. But the package, I send it to my daughter in Colorado Springs, Cristina Vasquez, 4340 College View Drive in Colorado Springs. I am the one that have the account with you.
Yes, ma'am. It's just a matter of me getting the account pulled up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I believe it's highly unlikely the company would send a package without tracking. I'm not sure what type of adhesive is used, that maybe some of it rubbed off or came off. Yes, ma'am. We have to have the tracking label in order for it to for the shipping partner to pick it up. I know here
I have the tracking number for the USPS Postal Service, because they send it UPS, and UPS go to the U.S. Post Office and send it. So the tracking number change. I have proof. I can give you the Postal Service tracking ID. Do you need it?
No, ma'am. That's not necessary. Once I get the account pulled up, it will show all the tracking information.
Okay.
But as far as it being shipped out, the company just gets the approval, of course, from the carrier. But you said that it was your daughter is where the product was, where your package
I sent it to my daughter, yes, in Colorado Springs. And I got, you know, that you asked the system to give you, like, tracking and send you text. And then I get one that says that it was returned to sender. And I was like, what? From Colorado Springs. And I was like, but it's already in Colorado Springs. What happened? And then I sent it out to them, and I requested an investigation. They just called me and said that it was returned because it didn't have any label with an address. It only reads Colorado Springs. So,
okay, this shows, ma'am, that it was an order that was done online.
Yep.
And I'm connecting with the online order. The information that the company gets online is what has been entered on the website.
Mm-hmm.
So what I can do is I can correct it from here. If there's any information that's, well, it shows with connecting to the webpage, it shows a full address. Can you verify that full address for me for the shipping?
Okay, the full address for the shipping for my daughter was 4340 College View Drive, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80906.
Okay, with pulling up this account, and what's the order number for the one that you just provided to me?
Okay, hold on. It was order number S, like in son, H for Harry, dash 45040. It's a pair of socks and dual high freeze pain relief roll-on.
Okay, it does show the two products. Excuse me. I'm sorry about that. It is showing the two products, the dual cryo freeze CBD roll-on. It
uh-huh.
also shows the Circumax
uh-huh.
short socks. So it is showing the
exactly.
two products with the three pack. But the
yep.
address that shows in here for the shipping, it is showing that full address in
mm-hmm.
the account. So let me just get.
Apparently, when they send it, I don't know, maybe the label was not placed in the box or in the package. I don't know. But there was no address in the package. So they say that they return back to, you know, the sender.
Okay.
Should be getting the package back so they can correct that.
Okay, just one moment. Let me pick up the...
Because it's weird that, you know, that they receive a package without label and they continue delivering, you know, to the next address, to the next USPS office. And then suddenly, there's no address in the package. Oh.
I don't know.
And usually they have like a barcode, and the barcode tells you the address, right, where it was sent. So I don't know, something weird. This never happened to me before.
Okay, well, not sure exactly what happened. I know that it is showing your full address there on the webpage there. But the United Parcel Service just has local post office delay. And it has, or they provided the USPS tracking number. So when you track it with the United States Postal Service, they say no such number. And then they have it returned to sender on the 6th of June. So.
Yeah, now I check it in the system. It says in transit. Then it stopped, and then it was returned, and I was like, what happened?
Okay, let me get back to... All right, let me take that extra page out here. All right, let's see. And you said that you tried ordering it twice?
Well, I ordered before, and it was bigger, like, well, order, and it was, like, canceled. And then when I called back to UMAX, they said that they were not shipping to Puerto Rico, and I was like, why? You know, I placed the order before, and I received them in Puerto Rico for the UMAX, the Omega 3. Because my doctor prescribed those, you know, those pills. And then I got two orders from you in Puerto Rico. And then the next order, which is bigger, they said that they're not shipping to Puerto Rico. And I was like, okay. So then I ordered those and I sent it to my daughter. And now happened this. So two orders, two strikes.
All right. Well, I'm sorry about the confusion. It's kind of an incomplete explanation. We do ship to Puerto Rico, as far as I know, but your first order had Omax Sleep on it. It's a CBD product. So for
the
CBD product.
Yep.
Yes, ma'am. For the CBD products, now those are not shipped outside of the continental U.S., even to Puerto Rico. But of course, for the cryo freeze and other products you want to order that are not CBD, you can still get those shipped to Puerto Rico, but not the CBD products.
Okay.
So that, because it was one order, that's what caused the whole thing to be refunded. It was on one, under one order number. All right. So let me just get you get you reshipped and get back to, and I'm sorry, the call's kind of drawn out there. Let me get the other. Try to get the other additional pages. I don't need off. Excuse me.
It's okay.
So let's see. All right, so did I get out of the wrong? Okay, I need to get out of the wrong account. It's the wrong one. All right, so this
and it's
one.
Weird because in Puerto Rico we have the CVV, you know, it's approved here. It's already, you know, we have stores here, so it's weird.
Right. We have Canadian customers. It's approved there, too, but we can't ship it outside of the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, even if it's a country that has approved it, so we just wouldn't be able to, you know, we can't ship it over the border to Canada either, and we wouldn't be able to ship it to Puerto Rico.
Maybe they want to have the controls.
I guess
because
so.
It's already approved. Yeah, it's approved here, and there are doctors, and it's for medicinal purpose, obviously, not for, you know, for treatment.
All right, so let me do the, excuse me, and these were one-time shipments, right? They didn't, these were one-time shipments.
Yeah, that was a one-time shipment, just to prove how the products were. And if it's okay, then probably we'll order, but it was like trying the product.
Okay, let me try this again. Okay, so it's Carmen Lopez. So it pulled up the shipping address again of 4840 that you verified, College View Drive, Colorado Springs.
Uh-huh. Yeah, 4340, yep.
Okay, so it's got the full address. Is there anything else that needs to go with the 4840 College View Drive, Colorado Springs?
It's, no, 4340 College View Drive, Colorado Springs, 80906.
Okay.
That's like the address of the where she lives.
Okay, now what about the billing?
Ah, the billing. The billing is my address in Puerto Rico.
Okay.
Billing is HC20, box 17632, and the county is Juncos, Juncos, PR 00777.
Okay. So let me go ahead and adjust or change that. Okay, so it still has your name, Christina. Well,
mm-hmm.
It has Christina. Wait a minute.
Vasquez, she's my daughter.
Okay, let me put your name in here. So it's Carmen Lopez. It's for billing.
Yeah, for billing, yeah.
Okay, so let me change that. LOPZ. And, oh, I need to change that. That has company. That's not a company. So that's the address there. And I'm sorry about the delay.
It's okay.
Okay, so the city is, how do you pronounce it?
Which one, in Puerto Rico?
In Juncos?
Yes, Juncos. Yeah, Juncos. Yeah, Juncos, yes. because I am Puerto Rico and I have the account with you. So I buy over the internet and then, you know.
Okay, so.
Still some stores are closed here.
Just one moment, please. All right, so this is in Puerto Rico. And I'm sorry, what is that zip code again for the billing?
0077. You know the one mine for my billing address?
Okay. All right.
00777.
Okay, so it's 37s.
2037.
Okay, did I have it backwards? It's 3 0s and 2 7s.
Sorry?
I'm sorry. Say the zip code again, please.
The zip code for the billing address, my address in Puerto Rico, 00777.
Okay, so I did get that right. Okay, so let me just go back over. Your billing is for Carmen Lopez. That is HC20 box 17632. And that's in Juncos, JUNCOS, and that's in Puerto Rico, 00777.
Mm-hmm.
The last three digits. It's a phone number in here, but no one will be calling, probably. It's 787-667-1366. Do you want that to stay there?
Sorry, if we did that.
The phone number, it's 787-667-1366. I may have said
that. That's correct. That's my phone number. Yep.
All right. So let me save the billing. All right. So I believe we are completed. So let me go back and get the products now.
Okay.
Okay. So that's the Duo Cryo Freeze. Well, you know what? I just thought about that. That one. Okay, that's fine. I was going to say, well, it's already, the return to sender is already in process. So you've already paid for the products, which means this is just a reship. So no worries at all.
Yeah, I paid the order. It was charged to my credit card.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Where's the page? There it is. And no, that's not what I'm needing. All right. So let me go back. Okay, so for the Duo Cryo Freeze CBD Pain Relief Roll-On, just one of those is what you ordered?
Sorry, I ordered the socks and the CBD Roll-On.
Okay.
I ordered two. It's a package of two each, and then I ordered two.
Okay, I do see. Yeah. Okay, so that's a quantity of two for the Duo Cryo Freeze.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So let me just put quantity of two. And then for the second one, for the Circumax, it was a 3-pack large. All right, I'm just waiting for the board to pull up. Okay, 3-pack in large, and it was just one of those. Miss Lopez.
Sorry, you said something?
Yes, ma'am. For the Circumax Sport Socks, it was just one of those at $7.95.
Yes.
It was just one
exactly.
of those large. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so I've gotten both of them now. I'm sorry it's taking long time, but two of the Duo Cryo Freeze CBD Pain Reliefs and only one of the Circumax. Go going to the two addresses that I provided here. I'm sorry, just one moment. When I did the addresses, it kind of took me out of my reship. Okay, there it is. All right, so let me just put a note in here. And I'm well on my way, ma'am. I'm putting a note in why I'm having to reship it.
Okay.
Okay, so make sure I discount that. All right. Excuse me, and it is processing. All right, so that has been processed, and I'm just waiting for the new order number. Okay, so you have a new order number of SH-46538.
Okay.
And you should also receive
46538, right?
Yeah, 46538, and the system has also sent you a
confirmation
email.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect.
All right, so within 24 hours, it should have a tracking number. So hopefully whatever happened to the label, that won't happen again.
Uh-huh, okay.
But, of course, if you would also like to take advantage, we do have a high-potency vitamin D3 for one-time shipment today of only $9.99. If you'd like to take advantage of it, it's 5,000 IU, helps with boosting the immune system and increase your energy if you would be interested in taking or getting a one-time shipment for it.
Okay. You will send that by email? I'm going to send that by email? I mean, I'm going to receive it by email too? The offer?
The order? Well, this is an offer for you since this product, since these products are going to your daughter, this would be under your account since you have an account with the company. But it is a one-time shipment.
Okay. Got it now.
Okay. Let me get your account pulled back up. Possibly, maybe you didn't quite understand what I was stating there. But yeah, it's a offer that we have for a few products to all of our customers that just help with boosting the immune system. But it wouldn't be shipped out with this shipment with your daughter, but it would be go to your address.
Okay. I'm gonna go to the your website.
Okay. Yeah, you can go to the offers sometimes differ a little bit through the website, but you can go to omaxhealth.com.
Okay, perfect. I'm gonna do that. Okay.
All right. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, thank you very much for the help.
Okay, well thank you for your patience and for being an Omax Health customer. We appreciate your business, and we're here to assist you in your journey to becoming healthier you. And thank you for calling Omax Customer Care, and you have a good day.
You too. Thank you very much. And
You're
take care,
welcome.
okay?
You do the same.
With this pandemic. Not easy. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.